It is the review after West Ham 1, Liverpool 2. It's Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers and Paul Cope to go through the game. Copey, welcome back to the review. Been a while.
Yeah,
I mean, thoughts in general on Liverpool are always welcome. But, I mean, well, a Liverpool that is now 3 wins on the spin, I think has got everyone in a better feeling, not more so the manager when you look at his demeanour and some of his comments post-match. We'll start with the teams. So the only one change from both sides from the weekend results, and that's Matipin for Konate. Klopp did say post-match that he could have played Konate, but he wants to give him a proper rest. I think there's a lot of ways in which West Ham's approach, you know, ultimately defines Liverpool's. I think they're so low block, you know, there's zero engagement, 28% possession. I've actually managed to watch a bit of West Ham in the flesh at home this season, just through being given tickets. They've served up that approach on quite a few occasions. I don't think it's on, basically, for a team that's got that level of decent quality, I'd say now, to be engaging in the way they do. But that aside, you know, it's Matip in that right centre-back role for Liverpool. And I think as part of West Ham's lack of press and engagement, Liverpool are able to play out better, easier, and find their way into the game, albeit they go a goal down early on.
Yeah, as always, I think there's loads in all of it, and not least in what you've just been saying about the opposition. And something we still don't take into account enough, I don't think. And we'll get into, Joe, we'll get into the, as the game unfolded, as we go through the show. I think that, I know there's only one change to our lineup, but I think it's still a really interesting thing, because obviously what's going on with Trent at the moment and the change of shape, and I haven't had a show with you boys for a while, so I'm intrigued to know what you think of it, but. There's loads of moving parts in that, and loads of considerations. And what I'm doing now is, I think what we all need to start doing is reassessing how we talk about the positions these lads are playing, and what they're all expected to do. And when I look at, you know, the position, the right, what is the right-sided centre-back expected to do now in this Liverpool team? Well, for the majority of most games, because we've got the ball, and when we've got the ball, Trent's going to be in midfield, it looks like. Then the right side of the centre back is almost the right of a 3-man defence, and so then I start saying, okay, well, what's the profile of the player you want in that position, and for recruitment in the summer and for now, and I think it's really interesting, and I don't know, and this is something that's come up with Jones recently, Curtis Jones. I don't think any of us quite knew the extent of what was going on behind the scenes with injuries as to why he wasn't getting games.